all the laminates are good. There, you know, there's some are more expensive than others. Some look more like wood than others, even though they probably are all going to look somewhat like wood. So it really, it matters about your budget and what you want it to look like or how it appeals to you. But it's not up to me or him or them to decide what thickness pad or anything else. The only people that can make that determination, and I mean, we're talking about after due examination and things like this, it's a science, and that is the manufacturer. They are going to require X, Y, and Z, and that's what you do is you buy exactly what the manufacturer of the floor says. This is how you put it down.
It's kind of like we heard during our lunch this week over at Gulf Coast Windows. They're talking about the difference between the cheap windows and the regular windows. They come out of the same factory, but they're made to different specs, and people can say they're the same, but no, they're not.
And and some will last longer than others. Some look better than others, and some perform. In windows, you want more of a performance. In laminate floors, you know, we're not talking about energy efficiency and stuff. But, yeah, if you look at the Gulf Coast windows and the other ones, they look the same from the outside, but they are not the same on the inside.
Well, the point I was going to make is the guys at Texas Floors, we'll actually sell her the stuff.
You bet. And they will look up the information. That's why you want to deal with people who know what they're doing. It's great to buy stuff on aisle 9, but when you're spending $1,000, you figure at least $6 a square foot. She's spending somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000 for labor and material. That's a lot of money, maybe even a little more she's spending. But the bottom line is you need to get the right information and the right product. And it's not something you make up or have some guy on aisle 9 say, hey, try this. This is the latest and greatest.